welcome to the USEA's official podcast. Our guest today is Calvin Ramsey. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
You have to juggle a busy life of school and training and getting ready for the AECs. What sort of a drive is that from Louisiana over to the Texas Rose Horse Park?
That's about a five-hour drive.
Let's talk about the preparation and the horse that you'll be riding. You'll be riding Hoodwink. And what have you done with Hoodwink this year?
Well, I took him to Young Riders, where he was very successful. After Young Riders, I gave him a good long break, gave him a week off, and then started hacking him. And we just started going back into a real serious work about 3 weeks ago, maybe. And this past weekend we went to a hunter jumper show just to get him prepped and ready for AECs.
And how old is he, and how long have you been riding him?
He's 12 years old, and I've had him for almost a year now, actually.
Where did you find him then, Calvin? Was that one that your parents found for you?
Yeah, it was a horse that my friend was looking at originally, and she didn't really like the type of horse. And my dad had offered just for me to try the horse out, and we leased it from a good friend of ours. And stuck with him.
Well, what do you like about him? What would you say works for you as a partnership with him?
He's a great and honest jumper, brave over cross country. Me and him are still trying to get our dressage better, but he's a good working horse. Works really hard. He loves his job, and he's just really fun to ride.
Now, what about the dressage part of this? And I can imagine that really, you know, all your focus is on actually jumping. So the dressage is probably something, you know, you would rather get over that really quickly and get down to the jumping. So who helps you with that, Calvin?
My dad helps me with dressage. We've actually been kind of pinpointing dressage ever since I got him, just to get him better. He's gotten so much better since the first time we had him. I mean, he could barely even keep a canter up without him having his head hanging on your reins. And now, he's gotten so much better.
How big is he, Calvin?
15, 16 hands.
Yep, right. And how tall are you right now, do you know?
I'm about 5 foot.
That's always the challenge, isn't it, is get the horse that's the right size that you can keep in front of your leg while you're growing, and obviously you'll get stronger too with that. Do you find the dressage then hard work?
Oh, yeah, dressage is definitely one of my hardest phases, one of me and Hoodie's hardest phases, just the technical part. You have to be so technical and so quiet with your hands, and it can get frustrating sometimes.
Oh, and what about the cross-country, though? What's he like going cross-country?
Oh, Cody's great on cross-country. He loves to do it. I love to do it. We just have so much fun on cross-country. He's really brave over everything. And, he's basically kind of a point-and-shoot type of horse.
Well,
which
that's
is great.
Yeah, that's great for you, obviously, to have a kind of a schoolmaster like that that can show you the way. But when it comes down to the show jumping, though, does he pay attention to you?
Oh, yeah. I think show jumping might be his favorite part, actually. Show jumping, he's great over show jumping. Show jumping is, I'm a bit iffy on it, but he's right on. He loves to do it, so I'm okay with it. So, we get through it.
Well, obviously, your parents have come from an eventing background, so you've had a lot of very good influence there. But what is it that appeals to you about the sport? What drives you to be an event rider, Kelvin?
I like probably the extremity of the sport, if that's a word. I just have so much fun just enduring cross country and show jumping, and it takes so much work, and all that work really pays off when you look at your dressage tests or how you did your first event on a horse that you got, and then you look at one of your dressage tests or how you did at the latest event, and it's just feels great to see how far you've come.
Well, do you imagine that you will do this as a career then once you finished school?
I don't know. I mean, it's definitely an option. I kind of want to plan on going at least advanced level. But I mean, a career is definitely a choice, but I don't know, I just haven't gotten that far yet.
Right, but now, what sort of a competitor would you say you are now? Are you somebody that gets nervous, or do you just get excited about the prospects of going galloping cross-country?
Oh, of course there's nervousness, but it gets overwhelmed with the excitement of it all, and really, it just kind of mixes together into this one big anticipation. And that's what makes it fun.
Now, what divisions will you be riding in at the AECs, Kelvin?
I'll just be riding in prelim and the junior prelim.
Right, so just the one. Now, do you have other horses that you're riding at the moment?
Yes, ma'am. I have a Irish sport horse. He's on active rest. After we got him qualified for young riders, but... after that, we just decided to give him a ton of time off. He's doing great. He's fine. We just decided to kind of give him time off. He's on active rest right now, and he'll be starting back up in around October, late October.
So you would have the two horses to work over the winter then?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what about your scheduling? Because obviously you're still at school. Which school do you go to?
No, ma'am. I'm not at school. I'm at my house.
Oh, right. But you go. You're going to school, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I go to school. Well, usually it's riding is an after school thing, except for Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I wake up at 4:45 and drive out. Me and my dad. And go ride a horse each, and quick get back to school.
What time do you have to start school then?
School starts at 8 o'clock.
Right, so you've done a day's work then before you get there.
Yes, ma'am.
That must be pretty tiring. Now, obviously, you're going to sneak away from school to go to the AECs, so they're pretty... relaxed about that, are they, when you want time off to go eventing?
Yeah, it's just a matter of completing all the work over the weekend, which is usually a task that I do on the drive homes.
Right. Well, you've led a very full life then, don't you? Now, you must be excited about going to the AECs, though, because it's not too far away, and pretty much a local event for you, really. I know it's 6 hours, but your mother's Australian, so she's used to the distances, isn't she?
Yes, ma'am, I'm sure she is, yeah.
And they're a great support team for you. And so will the whole family be going? What about your siblings? Will they go along to support you?
My siblings will not be able to come with me. They have to stay at school. But my parents will be there. My sisters will be staying home with a babysitter that they've known their entire life. So they're happy. I'm happy.
Right, so you'll be texting them and telling them how you get along, will you?
Yeah.
Well, terrific. Well, obviously you're looking forward to this. So after the AECs, are you looking to what you might do over the winter with these two horses? Would you stay home in Louisiana or will you go and train some more with the O'Connors?
Well, I plan on going to do my first intermediate at Chat Hills and actually heading up to do some – heading to Area 3 to – do more events, and then I'll actually be heading to Virginia to do hopefully my first two star.
Well, so lots to look forward to then. Once you get your school responsibilities out of the way, lots of eventing fun ahead of you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, I want to wish you the best of luck at the Texas Rose Horse Park for those American Eventing Championships coming up very shortly. Have a safe trip. And have a good ride too, Calvin. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
All right, thanks for having me.
You can find a link on the website at useventing.com to the Neutrina American Eventing Championships, which take place at the Texas Horse Park next week. I'm Chris Stafford, and until the next time, enjoy your eventing.